that was a UFO beaming back at you. No, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Nick of Time, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdalene, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You've got to say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome to Nick of Time Podcast, a Lineup Media Group production, brought to you this week and every week by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/nickoftimeshow to get your free 30-day trial and a free audiobook download. Or if you're about to do some shopping online, head over to our website at nickoftimepodcast.com, click the Amazon banner, and everything you do in your Amazon shopping session will go to directly support this show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Nick of Time. I've got a little middle of the week special episode just for subscribers. It's just going to be me today, Everett, without Eric. He's actually at work in the middle of the day today. But I wanted to take some time and do a little special episode myself. This time I want to talk to you guys all about the old anti-vaccine movement, the anti-vaccine conspiracy. So I'm sure a lot of you have heard about it. Parents these days are not letting their children get vaccines due to any number of reasons, be it crazy in your eyes or perfectly valid in theirs. But they're just not letting their kids get a vaccination, be it from something like the flu or your standard, I guess, what do they give, measles vaccinations these days. So some of the arguments that they give are mercury exposure. This is actually kind of a little bit of a reality grounded in this one. This stems from a chemical called thimerosal. It is a organomercuric compound that's used as a preservative. It's been used in many different products, such as nasal projects or skin test antigens or a preservative in tattoo inks. It's actually kind of legit, like I said before. Back in the 50s, RFK himself was convinced, even after they stopped using it in your pediatric vaccinations, that they were still putting it into your like common flu vaccine. So that's probably the reason people think the vaccines give you mercury poisoning is due to the thimerosal. And it could also be the link people give vaccines for autism, because autism is known to be caused by mercury exposure. So you've got that going for you. Another thing people are saying is that vaccines are some sort of government program designed to steal our DNA. So apparently whenever, instead of giving you a vaccine, they're actually taking your blood and categorizing it. And then I did some research on this. It seemed crazy. But until I found out that the CIA actually conducted an op in Pakistan at our friend Osama bin Laden's compound, attempting to gain the DNA of his family. This operation was not successful. It failed. But what it was successful in is alienating all the locals in the area and causing a fear of vaccines in that area, which consequently drove up polio rates in the area. If you don't know a lot about Pakistan, there's an area of Pakistan that's absolutely ravaged by polio. So this could have something to do with that. And there's all kinds of stories online where somebody has a friend in the military who knows somebody that worked on the tech that was behind the micro-tracking devices. I don't know if you heard about the micro-tracking devices they're using now in these vaccines to track us. So what the theory there is, they've got nanobots or some other form of technology that they're actually injecting in you during your vaccine, using the vaccine as a cover-up to track our whereabouts all day long. So the government supposedly is keeping tabs on wherever you are at. Another little reason they like to go against vaccines. I want to apologize to everybody, too. Without Eric, I'm a little bumbly. We have a good back and forth, and I guess my solo chemistry isn't what it should be. But back at it, people are saying that the vaccines are just a shill for Big Pharma. Well, anybody who goes for vaccines are a shill for Big Pharma. It's like the end-all argument. If you can't get them with anything, then they just call you a shill for Big Pharma. I kind of buy that, though. Why wouldn't Big Pharma want to have some sort of product that the government mandates that everyone take? It seems like a great way to make money. So that one I kind of buy. Another argument is that they plain don't work. Somehow people are, after years of empirical evidence, think that they do not work. That's it. They don't work. I'm not going to take it. So that's kind of far out one. I read a lot online that a lot of people are seeing or are claiming a link between vaccines and whatever is out there in the chemtrails. You know chemtrails. We've did a talk about it on this show before. The trails coming out of the back of your jets and the airliners going overhead supposedly contains some sort of mind control materials or diseases. We're not sure what's in there. We know it isn't right, but there's a lot of people that think that vaccines and chemtrails are closely related. It could stem from the fact that people think they actually introduce diseases into the population rather than get rid of them, and that's kind of goes along with the chemtrail thing where they're dropping stuff on us from above, giving us diseases, testing on us. People think that there's a population control element to it where perhaps they are sterilizing us, experimenting on us, and covertly sterilizing select members of the population, which you never know. That could be. Eugenics is widely considered a bad idea ever since Hitler's day, that choosing who can reproduce and who they reproduce with is just a bad idea altogether. But can't put it past the dark government to do something like that. A lot of people think that maybe vaccines cause peanut allergies, so maybe you wouldn't have a peanut allergy had you not got a vaccine. Another great one was vaccines make you gay. Somehow, if you get a vaccine, you might become homosexual. I think it's things like this to give the conspiracy community a real bad reputation that they'll believe anything. And that's just not fair. A lot of this stuff out there, it may seem crazy to your mainstream community. And a lot of times on the show, I probably come off of as the big skeptic. But I'll say one thing. You cannot, without proof, say that a lot of this stuff is fake. You cannot say for a fact that the government isn't still experimenting on people. I guess you could put this stuff under a microscope, but the general population, right? Just we don't know. So, but my personal opinion, coming back around to the skeptic, I'm not afraid of a vaccine. From everything I've been taught, and I guess that's the mind control portion of this, I'm buying into the rhetoric. Vaccines are good for you, and they do much more good than they cause harm. So maybe our subscribers have caught this little mini episode I'm doing here on the anti-vaccine movement and the anti-vaccine conspiracy. Feel free to drop me a line at info@nickoftimepodcast.com, or you can reach me directly at ehicks@lineupmediagroup.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, and maybe in the future Eric and I will do a full episode on the anti-vaccine movement. But today I was just reading over some articles, and I figured, what the heck, I'll jump in the studio and maybe do a little bit of a quick informative thing on the anti-vacciners for our loyal subscribers. Okay, and with that said, I'm going to go ahead and bring this little impromptu episode to a close. This has been Everett, as always, on A Nick of Time podcast. It's a division of the Lineup Media Group. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick of Time Show or on Twitter @Nick of Time Show. You can drop me a line again at my email address, info@nickoftimeshow.com. Have a good week, everybody.
Please wake up.
This has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production. Access all our podcasts now at lineupmediagroup.com.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm not gonna take it anymore!